This is a CKTZ News update. With the number of COVID cases continuing to escalate, the provincial government requires people to produce proof of vaccination, and there was an anti-vax protest in Campbell River. On Monday, Provincial Health Officer Bonnie Henry announced,
"So a new Provincial Health Officer order will require individuals to provide proof of vaccination, our BC vaccination card, to access certain social, recreational, and discretionary events and businesses throughout the province. As of September 13th, you will need to have at least one dose of vaccine to enter these settings. And by October 24th, entry to these settings will require people age 12 and older to be fully vaccinated at least 7 days after receiving both doses. So the settings that we're talking about include indoor ticketed sporting events, indoor concerts, theater, dance, and symphony events, indoor and patio dining in restaurants, nightclubs and casinos, fitness centers, gyms, and businesses offering indoor high-intensity exercise, organized indoor events like weddings or parties, birthdays, conferences, and workshops, and indoor organized events, organized indoor recreational classes and activities, so things like seniors, classes, choirs, and other indoor groups. These new measures will help reduce transmission and keep our communities safer and ensure we can continue to keep businesses open, continue to have those social and arts and sports events as safely as we can for those who are protected."
Around 40 people gathered in Campbell River's Spirit Square the following day to protest what they perceived to be an infringement on their civil liberties. Rally organizer Maria Sanchez of Hugs Over Masks told the Campbell River Mirror, quote, "We're protesting the potential coming in of the vax passports, that because if vax passports come in, it's the ultimate place of discrimination. It will create a two-tier system. I mean, we're no different. The people that haven't been vaccinated will be no different than the black people in the 1940s and 50s and 60s, unquote. According to the Ministry of Health, more than 83% of the new cases reported in British Columbia between August 10th and 23rd were people who were not fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, statistics from Island Health show that the number of active cases in North Vancouver Island have more than doubled in a week. There were 67 yesterday and only 28 the previous Wednesday. Most of these cases appear to be in the Comox Valley, where the numbers have tripled over the course of a week. Specific data for local health areas is released as weekly statistics on a map. Yesterday, the BC Center for Disease Control reported that there were 43 cases in the Comox Valley in the EpiWeek from Sunday, August 15th to Saturday, August 21st. The previous EpiWeek, there were only 16. During that same time frame, the number of active cases in the greater Campbell River health area increased from 6 to 8. However, the outbreak at the Discovery Harbor long-term care home is now over. The numbers in Vancouver Island North went from 1 to 3, and there were 2 cases reported in Vancouver Island West. The weekly update on variants of concern for this time period shows they are all cases of the Delta variant.